Tēnā anō koe. Perhaps it should be repeated here that these exercises are designed to give you practice in the language. But it is also important that you seek out opportunities to use Māori.
For you to be able to communicate effectively in the language, you need to know more than just its sounds, grammar, and vocabulary. You must also learn what sorts of language are appropriate to the situation you are in and the people you are with. You must learn to use a range of expressions that are commonly used for particular functions in the language. How to express, to inform, to influence, to demand, to promise, to ask for something, to make sense of what people say, to interpret irony and metaphorical speech, to switch codes depending on who you are talking to take turns in conversation, to control a topic, and to give way to another participant in the conversation. Most of these are culturally based, so while there will be skills transferred from English, there are aspects which will need to be acquired in Māori which are different. For you to become proficient in Māori, you need to be exposed to and to learn the sorts of conversational speech which use the routines, idioms, and set sayings commonly used by native speakers of Māori. The dialogues of each chapter of Te Kākano will go some way towards developing these skills. Take what you've learnt and try it out in real-life situations.
Tēnā rā koe e kaha nei ki te ako I tēnei reo rangatira.